Hi, I'm Sabrina Petrofessa.
And I'm Lily Rugo.
And this is Earth's Mightiest Fangirls. Today, we are queering up the MCU.
I don't think we've officially said anything. Like, I don't think we've officially come out on this podcast, but we're both queer.
Yeah. I sort of identify as queer, but like bi is typically the thing that I say, but whatever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like I mostly identify as ace or asexual, and recently might have figured out I might as well be bi and or queer-ish, so we'll just stick with queer and not straight. We're not straight.
Yes, there's that. Anyway, so we're queering up the MCU, which basically is just we're gonna go through a bunch of the characters and be like, what letter are they?
What is our queer headcanon for them? I'm excited.
Yeah. So I sort of have a list, but also we can just like kinda go wherever this takes us. As some of you may know, I ship Stony very hard, so it would be very weird if I didn't also think that Steve Rogers and Tony Stark are not straight. Because they not.
You've told me multiple times how you feel about Tony.
Yeah, so Tony Stark, a.k.a. Iron Man, I believe is pansexual.
And I would agree with that.
Because I feel like Tony Stark is someone who just sees a pretty thing and is like, that's pretty, I want to bang. That's really how I feel that he is, you know? Like, It's like he was a playboy, and I don't know, like, I just imagine that it's all-encompassing. Like, he just sees a pretty face, a pretty body, and he's like, I like that.
Yeah, I can totally see that. I'm just like, yeah, he'll see something nice and be like, I want that. I want
exactly.
You. So he's not into labels. He probably, you know, he wouldn't go around saying he's pan or queer, but he's just like,
yeah,
that's a thing.
Like, sexually fluid, doesn't use a label, whatever, but ultimately his sexuality boils down to you pretty. And like that's where I leave it at that.
Okay.
Steve Rogers, though, I think appreciates the label. And I think he would do the label, like, bisexual.
Okay.
I think that would be his label.
That makes sense. Specifically, you're a Stony person. I like Stucky. I like him and Bucky.
Yes. I mean,
you also do, but
Stucky
like,
is like, yeah. I don't hate Stucky.
Yeah.
I see the appeal of Stucky, but I also don't actively ship it. Like, I'm fine with it not being what it is. Next, I have Clint Barton. So, here's what I've decided. The Clint Barton of the comic books is a sloppy gay. He's a sloppy gay. Because he, like, spills coffee on himself. He's never on time. He just doesn't, like, care, but like MCU Clint Barton, he's a straight.
He's so straight.
He's a straight.
Why can't I think of his name?
I was trying to think of his name too. I was like, I can't.
Renner. Jeremy Renner. Yeah. Is super straight.
I think Jeremy Renner just is like, his straightness is too, his heterosexualness is too strong. And it just can't, like, I don't think he could play gay.
No.
Not if his life depended on it, could he play gay.
Yeah, no. Yeah, he would try, but it would be so obvious he's trying, he couldn't sell it, and he would just be so uncomfortable and so hyper-aware of just, like, you would tell his inner monologue is, this man is gay, so it doesn't work.
Yeah. So, movie MCU Clint, he's a straight.
Aggressively straight.
I also think he's like, he's probably like a straight ally, but like doesn't know how to be one. Like he's just kind of there. He's like, yeah, and then doesn't really do anything.
Yeah, I can see that. He's the, like, marriage equality is good, and I have lots of gay friends, but then he doesn't really know do much else beyond that.
The, I have a gay friend, straight. The flip side of Clint, though, Natasha, Black Widow, I, honestly, asexual.
I can see that. I see her as aromantic, too.
I don't know if I would see her as that, but I would say asexual. Yeah. Like, why do you think aromantic?
Because I think she places so much value on all... Okay, so I have the basic rudimentary understanding of aromanticism, so if I get any of it wrong, let me know, because I know that that's been a discussion at the moment of defining aromanticism, just like defining asexuality is always so complicated, but... I see her making and putting so much weight on all very close relationships that she isn't particularly invested in romantic ones. She just seeks deep relationships and is, you know, not nourished, but, you know, that being romantic with someone isn't a priority the same way. Because that's how I feel about... Actually, that's not how I feel about sex. Sex grosses me out. But... I feel like she just seeks deep relationships in general without any priority or feeling on the weight of romantic ones. Mm-hmm. And that's also purely how I read it based off of her relationship with Clint in the MCU.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I see it as, like, she's asexual because she doesn't really have a good relationship with, like, sex. Because she grew up as a spy, like, from a very young age, and it was taught to her to use it as, like, a weapon. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't think that she would see it as, like, a need in a real romantic relationship.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Like, it's not that she's sex repulsed, but she just doesn't. Mm-hmm. Cause, like, she was a Black Widow. Like, part of being a Black Widow is, like, doing that. Like, not caring, because it doesn't matter, because you're on a mission, and that's part of the mission, and whatever. But I think, like, in her personal life, it's not like she's like, you know what? I am thirsty tonight. Like, she's not like that.
No, of course not, yeah. Yeah.
Because, like, I feel like Natasha Romanoff's, like, perfect night is, like, a night in.
Yes.
Where she doesn't have to turn anything on. She just has to, like, sit and just, like, chill.
Yeah. Or I picture her perfect night is her wandering around New York, just, like, totally incognito. Just, like, out and about amongst people. Just not having to do or anything.
No.
You don't think?
No. I really don't. I feel like she's just so introverted. Like, she doesn't. Want that. Like, okay, to me, Natasha Romanoff is like, because when she's around people, she has to put on a face. No matter what the situation is.
Right.
Like, she doesn't know how to turn that face off. Unless she is alone, and even when she's alone, it's hard to turn things off.
That makes sense. Okay, yeah.
So I just would not, the image of her just, like, walking the streets of New York, like, no, I can't. Okay. I don't even... That doesn't compute in my head.
Okay.
Yeah. Bruce Banner is next. He is a straight.
He is. He's a good one. He's one of the good ones, you know?
Yeah. He is one of the good ones, but he is definitely, like, a straight. Mm-hmm. But, like, I imagine that he is, like, imagine, like, Mark Ruffalo and his activism for, like, climate change, but, like, Bruce Banner and his activism of LGBT rights.
Right, yeah. So, again, like, how Jeremy Renner is just aggressively straight, I feel like people will be like, Bruce is one of the good ones.
Yeah.
We'll just go with that.
And he gets really flustered. He probably gets really flustered if he gets something wrong.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, oh, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to generalize, or I didn't mean to, like, give you that label when you didn't want that label. Like, I feel like that's who he would be.
He would also get, like, weirdly like, not weirdly, but, like, really endearingly embarrassed by explicitly gay things, I'm trying to think, you know?
I don't think so. I don't know. Like, what do you...
I'm trying to think of, like...
Like, because I feel like if Bruce was, like, at the Pride Parade, he'd be like, yeah, you know?
No, I was thinking, like, if he watched a movie and, like, an aggressively gay sex scene came on, he would be one of those that would just, like, not know where to look kind of people.
Really,
he would
get, like, endearingly embarrassed. Showing.
Right? He would just get endearingly really embarrassed. And everyone else would just be Jill.
I feel like he wouldn't be so embarrassed at that. Like, I don't know. I mean, like, in my head, I feel like he'd be just as embarrassed at that as if that were the
any,
case
just
as,
any
like,
sex
any
scene.
Sex scene. But, like, yeah. I don't think he is that way.
Mm.
But, I mean, we're not... If that's how you see him, that's how you see him, but...
I just see him getting embarrassed very easily.
I feel like he'd get embarrassed over things that he can control, you know?
Mm.
Like, his reaction to something, or someone, like... Like, him misgendering someone, or, mm-hmm. like, assuming that they're straight when they're not. Like, I feel like those are the things he'd be like, oh my god, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to do that. Or, like, he'd be that friend who'd be like, you know, whoever you marry, straight, gay, rock, alien, doesn't matter. You know, like, he'd be that friend.
Yeah. He'd heart react Facebook posts.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. And then there's finally Thor, who probably has the biased energy I have ever seen in my life.
More than Tony?
No, like, yeah.
Okay.
I will
okay.
point
okay.
you to Ragnarok. He's just like, comic book Clint is a sloppy gay, Thor is a sloppy bi.
Okay.
Like, that is just... I just can't, like, there. He's just a doofy himbo, like... Like, that's just how he is. He's just so doofy, and he just is, like, he throws himself into things, and, like, he's just a doofy bi himbo.
All right.
That is how I feel.
That's fair. I had never really thought about most of these on this list, and I'm also really bad at reading, like, queer energies in characters, basically, unless someone tells, like, a character says it on screen or to my face. I'm just like, oh, okay. So, but I've never really thought much about Thor. But if he was bi, I wouldn't be surprised, I guess. Or why not?
I mean, come on. Like, I just feel like when you watch Ragnarok, he just has that, like, energy. Like, I feel like he would fit into the Queer Eye group like, seamlessly. Like, very, just he'd
okay,
be in
okay,
there.
That makes sense. Okay, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, he's I'm got that there. Energy.
Yeah.
That is how I feel.
That's what you mean. Okay. I'm on board then.
Okay. I've got some, like, other... Well, Bucky Barnes is... Okay, Bucky Barnes is obviously, like, he's a bi.
Yes.
Like, obviously, because... So here, okay. The thing with Bucky Barnes and Steve Rogers. If Marvel had the guts to do anything about their sexualities, Steve Rogers and Bucky Barnes would be in a relationship.
Yes, definitely.
Because if you just swapped out Bucky for Peggy, it would be like, oh my god, I found my lost love.
Yeah,
and, like,
I think it would be...
The energy that he went at finding Bucky is, like, love.
Yeah, I think it is completely fair to say that both Peggy Carter and Bucky Barnes are the love of Steve's life.
Yes.
You know? And he had time and moments with Peggy that, just through the rules of life, they weren't able to have a life together. But Bucky is right there now.
And I mean, like... Separate of that, I just genuinely think that if Bucky were a girl, and the scenario that played out within, like, Winter Soldier and Civil War and all of that,
mm-hmm.
it would have been like, oh my god, like, they're soulmates. They found yeah. each other through time. Steve mm-hmm. will do everything to find Bucky. Like, mm-hmm. it's a whole thing. Like, there's no way that if Bucky were a woman that they wouldn't have gotten together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No way.
Yeah.
So there's, like, my piece there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
So, obviously, Bucky Barnes is bi, queer, mm-hmm. some version of that. I feel like he wouldn't be very into labels.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like he'd be like, shut your yappin', Steve, I don't care. Like, just come here.
Yeah. Yeah, right? I can feel that. I can see that. Of, like, he doesn't think about it that much. He just knows he belongs with Steve. Like, yeah. it's not a label, it's not a thing, it's just Steve.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've got Loki, who is obviously pan, historically, so everything. Pan. He's a shapeshifter, mm-hmm. so I would also say that he doesn't have a gender.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, the Loki we know, I probably identifies as male, but, like, because he can be a man, he can be a woman, he can be mm-hmm. he can be he can be anything he wants to be. Loki mm. has children, like, all over the world, like, all over the universe. Yeah. Come on. Like, it just, yeah. there is no strict identification to Loki.
Yeah, but specifically Hiddleston's Loki, too. I also just, like, mad pan. I think even Hiddleston knows at this point, you know?
I mean, I feel like Hiddleston is, I don't know if he can do anything straight.
Tom Hiddleston?
Yeah. I feel like I've just seen him in things, and I'm like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's how I feel.
All right.
Vision is a straight.
Yeah, I don't like how in the MCU they tried to make him. I guess it makes sense that he's kind of a person, but because it's just so ingrained in my head that he's a robot, I didn't like humanizing him, if that makes sense. So I have a really hard time seeing him, not just with Scarlet Witch, because that was poorly done, but that was just in general. I can't imagine seeing him in relationships, and that's not an Ace or Arrow thing. I can't get past that he's a robot.
Well, okay, he is, like, his relationship is always with Scarlet Witch in the comics.
Yeah.
But hold, give me a second. I'm gonna find him and see if he's, like, technically a cyborg, all the time.
Mm.
He's not a cyborg. He's just a robot. I'm checking my giant, encyclopedia. There are so many characters that, oh, there's Vision. Synthezoid with a human heart.
Okay. So, it's fair. It's fair for him to want and feel
but also,
ways to be
I
with
would,
relationships. But
no, I would actually argue your idea that he's a robot.
I still think he's a robot.
I don't think he's a robot because the whole point is that they made a human body for him and then used the soul stone, or not the soul stone, the mind stone.
The mind stone.
To give him consciousness.
But does an active brain also equate to humanity? Does Vision bleed?
Vision bleeds.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I feel like just because someone is not, like, how someone bleeding does not equate humanity.
It doesn't equate humanity, but it's the way Vision was made is just through
Vision,
the Mind Stone,
like,
and
Vision,
the way he ate Jarvis, and he's mostly algorithm.
No, he's like a combination of the Mind Stone and Jarvis, but he was created using that Doctor Lady's, like, synthetic skin.
He was 3D printed.
He was like 3D print, but, like, it was used using that, like, flesh stuff that she created. What was
her name? I think he's a robot and I don't
okay.
see him in feeling
then
relationships.
We agree to disagree because I really don't think that Vision is a strict robot. Because he's also not made of metal. Like, he's not, like, robotic. Like,
mm.
So I would not say that. But sexuality-wise, he's a straight. So there's that. I think that. He's just... I left sure. Stephen Strange blank.
Mad straight.
Yeah.
Or at least Bennett Cumberbatch's Strange is straight.
Yeah. And then Captain Marvel has huge lesbian energy.
Oh yeah, she's a lesbian.
She's a big old dyke.
Yee.
She's just got a huge lesbian energy.
Mm-hmm.
It's right there. Like, I...
It's very strong.
It's there.
It could punch you in the face with a glowing fist.
Yep, it will. It will. And especially in Endgame with that haircut. Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know that haircuts do not equate sexuality. But...
They really went for it.
Girl. That look... Was like, very good. Peak lesbian.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And, like, you cannot tell me that it... I don't know. I feel like if you watch Captain Marvel, you... Like, I know that it's like, we're best friends. You're my best... no. Like, you're wives. Like, you're, like, yeah. Gal pals. Like, excuse mm-hmm. me. You're yeah. gal pals.
Right? Or even if it's one of those things of, like, they've, like... I could see, What is her name?
I can't remember the friend's name either.
But I can see her and her friend realizing years later, now that Carol is back, of just like,
oh, well, LOL. We love each other. We were like married, basically, and raising yeah. my daughter together.
Yeah, it wasn't just like we were friends in the army or the Air Force. It's like, no, we genuinely love each other.
It's not Auntie Carol, it's Mommy Carol.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I have to say about that. T'Challa is also unfortunately a straight.
He's one of the good ones.
But he is unfortunately a straight. But I feel his relationship with Lupita Nyong'o's character mm-hmm. is redeeming.
Yeah, I liked them.
Yes.
He's good.
Onto the Guardians, though.
Mm-hmm.
Gamora has huge, like... lesbian energies for me.
Mm.
And it is unfortunate that she dates Peter Quill.
In that case, do you think it's one of, or like, you could kind of headcanon it of she doesn't realize she's lesbian, but she does have genuine feelings for, like, she cares about Peter, so she has to think they equate, you know?
I don't know.
Hmm.
I don't know. But, like, also maybe she's just bi. I feel like she's very ambiguous.
Mm.
There's an ambiguity there, I feel.
There's also a lot of, like, applying 21st century queer terminology to an alien, you know? So I can imagine her, like, if someone were to explain it, or if, like, someone, one of her friends, she's, like, was talking about, like, I realize I'm queer and blah, blah, blah. I could also see Gamora being, like, wait, elaborate?
Maybe.
What does that mean?
But
and
also,
then, like, kind of clicking like that.
Maybe? I don't know. Yeah, I can't really explain. I don't know. It's just what I get. Like, I just feel, like, lesbian energy is coming.
No, okay.
But also, maybe I just feel any strong woman who carries a sword has lesbian energies because I want to be with them. Because I just want Gamora. Because she's attractive. Anyway, moving on. Sorry. I feel like most of the Guardians are, like, just straight.
I think Nebula is aromantic and asexual.
Probably. I think
she's ace and arrow for the same ways that I am ace, in that she's different from the experiences that have affected her the way of Black Widow. I think she just genuinely doesn't feel that way about... feel or perceive people in that way in general.
Yeah. But I also... Okay. No, I have nothing to add there. Nebula is... Mm. Yeah, sure. Nebula. Cool. I also feel weird assigning sexuality to a raccoon and a tree.
Oh, yeah. People can think what they want. We're not
I'm
going
to
there.
Ignore that because it's
yeah,
a... Rocket's a raccoon. He's a sentient raccoon. But he's mm-hmm. a raccoon.
Yep.
And Groot is a tree.
A big old tree. Well, actually a teenage tree now.
He was a big old tree, then he was a baby tree, now he's a teenage tree, and anything you think about a teenage tree is still illegal.
Oh, God. Oh, the internet. Anyways, yeah, we're just ignoring the non-human-esque type guardians.
Whew. Drax is a straight, and Mantis is Pan.
Aw. Yeah.
I feel like that's accurate there.
You know how you were like, Tony's just like, pretty, I want that. I can see Mantis being like, pretty, I want to touch. She's just like, yeah. I want to pet.
Yeah. I feel like she's very out... She's very childlike, Mantis.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe, like, Pan... asexual? I don't know.
I don't know.
But that also denies the fact that children also have sexuality, but, like, not in the, like... way, but, like, yeah. In the, like, you know, children, people, and also just in general, people under the age of 18 feel those feelings.
Yeah, which is why, like, when you're like, Tony is aggressively Pan, I see Mantis as just, like...
casually Pan.
Casually, like, innocent, curiously Pan.
Okay. Curiously Pan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can't really think of any other characters that I would, like... in universe that I'm like, let's like think about this person. Let's think, because I feel like for the most part that's like the main bunch.
Valkyrie's soups gay.
Oh, she's soups bi.
Yeah.
She's soups bi.
Yep.
And Taika Waititi tried so hard to get that scene in, and
yeah, Disney, he really did.
Disney really tried not to.
Mm-hmm.
Also, true. So did Ryan Coogler. He tried to get like LGBT people in Black Panther, and Disney was like, nah.
Mm-hmm.
So the only people fighting for us are Taika Waititi and Ryan Coogler, who are, I believe, the only POC men directing anything in MCU.
Yes, that sounds correct.
So,
yeah,
there's that.
That sounds correct.
There's that.
Is there anyone in the Spider-Man cast you want to think about?
Ooh. Peter is contractually heterosexual.
I mean, you're not wrong.
He is contractually heterosexual. Okay, like, if we're going to get into it, we're going to get into it. So here's the thing. So when Andrew Garfield was Spider-Man, he was making comments to reporters in interviews saying, you know, like, why can't Peter Parker evolve into a kid that more accurately describes, like, the minority of a high school, which is usually kids with who are not straight. So he was like, why can't MJ be a guy?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how easy would it be for MJ to just be a guy and for Peter and MJ to be two boys who fell in love in high school?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, what's the issue there? Like, why can't that be part of the... Or, like, in college or whatever, because the Andrew Garfield Spider-Man was in love with Gwen Stacy in high school.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, why can't that be part of the story? And he was very vocal about it. And then when they were doing the contracts between Sony and Marvel and all of that stuff, something got released.
Oh.
That was like, hey, this is how Spider-Man, Peter Parker's Spider-Man, has to be represented on film. He has to be white. He has to be from New York. He has to be straight. Like, all of, like, this list that was, like, he is a man.
Yeah.
Like, all so, contractually, he is straight.
Mm-hmm.
In my heart, he is not.
Because... In your head, Kenna. I think Tom Holland would be... Because we were talking about how Jeremy Renner couldn't do it.
Oh, my God.
Tom Holland would be an amazing...
I will point you to his... lip sync battle or lip dub battle.
Yeah.
In which he did the gayest version of Rihanna's Umbrella.
The thing is, yeah, he is, as far as he's told the public, he's a straight guy. But he can embody and act.
Listen.
And very gay. And we buy it. Like, we know, but we buy it. And as just like, I would trust Tom Holland to be a very endearing and respectful gay Spider-Man.
Not to assume anything about Tom Holland, like, really not to. I try not to do this kind of thing. But at the same time, I feel like he is just that millennial that just is emboldened by playing with his sexuality.
Yeah.
You know? I feel like millennials, like, especially our age, like, because we are the same age as, well, I am the same age as him, and you're older, but, you know.
I'm not, like, 5 years older, but yes. Yeah.
It's still true. You are still older.
Yes, I'm older than everybody in the Spider-Man cast.
Well, Zendaya's older than me, but by a month. By 1 month. But anyway, like, I feel like a lot of people who are around our age are just, like, very, like, shedding the heteronormative BS of the world.
Yeah.
And, like, that just is how it is. And I don't know. I feel like Zendaya also just has that energy to her.
Yeah. I feel like, okay, this would not happen, but if we're going, like, full kind of bizarre headcanon, if Tom Holland Spider-Man and Zendaya's MJ were together, and they are, but they were also queer, I could see them being in, like, a functioning open relationship.
No.
No?
No.
All right. We'll shoot that one down. And I'm okay with shooting
that one
down.
I mean, I'm shooting that one down. It's just... I just don't... I, like, you believe whatever you want, but I shoot that down.
All right. Maybe, probably not in high school, but...
I guess maybe when they're older, but I just don't... I don't feel it.
Yeah, it's just not so much the characters. It's just these are the characters that we have and we're working with. But as actors, I trust Tom Holland and Zendaya to portray that accurately. But then we're just stuck with Peter Parker and MJ.
Yeah,
who have to do it. You know?
I don't know. I mean, I still maintain that you can be in a relationship that looks heterosexual and still, you know, you have your sexuality still. It doesn't mean that, like
yeah, just no, because obviously.
If I were dating a guy, it doesn't mean that I'm not attracted to women.
No, obviously. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Like, no, I just mean, like, in general. I'm not, like, talking that at you and being like, Lily, how could you not know this? Like, how dare you not be open to this idea? Like, that's not what's happening here. I just mean, like, it's, like, a thing. Like, even if those characters were, quote-unquote, like, queer.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't mean that they wouldn't be because they are together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, the opposite side of that, specifically with Hiddleston's Loki and Tessa Thompson's Valkyrie, I don't see them together as, like, a relationship couple. I just see them being very pan and bi- and hooking up occasionally, and then just not seeing each other, and just, like, basically friends with benefits. So the flip side of whatever I was talking about with Spider-Man and MJ. You don't?
I think Valkyrie hates him too much. Like, I think she tolerates him.
For sure. But I have a headcanon that they've hooked up at least
But I'm twice. Also at this point, like, obviously spoilers, guys, but I'm also at this point, like, the Loki that is existing within the universe that we are functioning in post-Endgame is not anyone should have sex with. Because he's still the psychopath after the Avengers. He hasn't grown into Endgame Loki. Or Infinity War Loki.
Oh. You're talking about... Because post-Endgame is the one who died. Oh, okay, I'm talking specifically just in Ragnarok. Between Ragnarok to Endgame, I think Valkyrie and Loki have hooked up at least twice.
Lily, there was no time.
Oh, I'm putting real world things. Regardless,
Lily,
you
there
know
was
what
no
I
time.
Mean.
They died on
you
the ship.
You know what I mean.
They died on the ship on the way to Earth. Or he died. Oh, well.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I know what you mean. I really do. I just am like, I cannot believe I just did all that movement while I was talking. Whatever. Hey guys. But I get it. I get what you mean. They have like those energies that are like chaotic.
Yes. Chaotic queers.
Yeah.
On one spaceship.
Yeah. I get it, but I also just don't see it.
Okay.
Cause I just I don't ship it. Like, it's, ugh. Right? I don't know.
I don't agree because it's my headcanon.
No, I know. I know. Sorry, that is just how I feel. I'm about it.
Okay. Well, let's wrap up because I think we've gone through most of them.
We have gone through most of them.
Who's a standout is not that I can think of. The only ones I can think of in Agents is just specifically Piper, and I want more gay and or bi Piper.
I can't think of anyone.
We're going to get a seventh season. Come on.
Agents is aggressively heterosexual.
Yep.
Yeah. There's nothing there that I would count as queer other than Piper. Yep. I mean, here's what I want to end off on. I love Marvel, but as a queer woman, it's hard to watch this and see all of the opportunities and see that they're not taken.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, we are part of their fan base, and they are so scared of alienating this tiny portion of the fan base who would boycott if they thought that, like, someone was gay.
Yeah.
Or if they were like, this character is gay, which is ridiculous. And I maintain, because I'm pretty sure I ranted about this in one of the Endgame episodes.
Three Endgame episodes.
But I maintain that it's not representation if you can cut it out of the movie. And the movie still makes sense. And they did cut that scene out of most movies around the world because of where they were playing. Actually, part of why Marvel does this and part of why Disney does this is to, I don't want to say coddle the countries in other parts of the world, but like they're afraid of losing that base as well because the character is gay and those countries won't show it. But like, I get that they would be losing a good chunk of money, but at the same time, they would still be making it like three times over in America.
I know. Like, it's also, they're not a company that needs to worry about losing money.
They don't need to worry.
They are, if anyone can take creative risks and just acknowledging queer people exist is not a risk, it's Marvel and Disney.
It really is. And so, like, that's why I get frustrated and that's why I get mad. And that's why, like, it's fun to headcanon these characters as gay, but it's also means nothing when the representation is not there. So, hopefully most of this was fun for you and most of it was, like, enjoyable and you agree or disagree or whatever. You can send us your headcanons about if one of these characters is gay or if we didn't talk about a character that you were like, hey, you should have talked about this person. They were totally, like, queer. Like, why didn't you talk about them?
Yeah. Like, we skipped all the Defenders, and I can't think of.
Oh.
Yeah, we skipped all the Defenders, but I don't...
They are heterosexual.
Yeah.
There's no version of that that's gay.
Yeah, that's why we skipped all the Defenders.
I mean, I guess, like, people do ship Trish and Jessica, but I don't.
Please don't. We've been over the adopted sibling thing.
I mean, they came in late enough into each other's lives. Like they,
but also, just like, their relationship doesn't work that way anyways.
No, no. But Jessica and Trish were like 13 or 14 when they started living under the same roof. So I wouldn't really give it the same, like,
Thor and Loki?
Weight as Thor and Loki, yeah. As, like, them being, like, like sisters, siblings. Yeah. One day I should tell you about Iris West and Barry Allen.
Oh, Runaways. We just finished that. And, I mean, again, it's very small, and it's very forgettable. What?
There are gay characters in that.
That's what I was going to say. It's very small, and it's very small scale, and no one really cared about it. But there are canon queer people in that show.
One of them is also POC.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. But yeah, it
overall,
they like take the risks in places where there is no risk.
For sure.
So there's that. Apparently Runaways has a third season, but I didn't even realize that.
Oops. We'll get to it someday.
Yeah, one day. But yeah. But tell us if you have any headcanons of your own about anyone in Marvel, anyone in the MCU being queer. You can send those to us at emfangirls@gmail.com. Or at our Twitter, which is EMFangirls. But with all of that, we'll be with you till the end of the line. You can follow me on Twitter at TheSabrinaPet. You can follow Lily at Lily_Rugo. And like I said before, our Twitter for the podcast is EMFangirls. And you can check out our website, earthsmightiestfangirls.com. And again, email us your headcanons, whatever, anything you want at emfangirls@gmail.com. You can listen to us on Spotify, Stitcher, iTunes. Please do the very lovely, kind thing and review us and put, please, like, follow us and 5-star and all that. Like, reviews really help.
Mm-hmm. Just let us know you're out there. We know you're out there.
We see you.
We have no feedback. We're really just talking into the void until someone tells us to do something different.
Yep.
So, to continue into the void, thank you to Dexter Britton for letting us use their song Wonderland, and thanks to us for editing and producing.